West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday for the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica's Planning and Zoning Commission on Tuesday voting unanimously to recommend that Villarica City Council deny a rezoning request from an 80-year-old family-owned company who hopes to set up their new headquarters in the city of Villarica. Huber Materials, a company that provides wholesale distribution of architectural aluminum metal products for use in high-end interior and exterior trim work, is asking the city to approve rezoning approximately 20 acres at the intersection of Highway 61 and Whitworth Road to allow for their plan to move along. Company officials say the project would add approximately 55 to 60 skilled job opportunities. The property is directly adjacent to single-family homes to the south, single-family and vacant land to the west and north, and vacant land and Ithaca Elementary School to the east. The property had been subject to previous requests for single-family homes. However, that plan was withdrawn in 2022. Prior to that, the property was considered for an amusement park use. Residents have expressed concern over traffic, the buildings being approximately 300 feet from a subdivision and a school, and potential chemical contamination. City staff has also recommended that council deny the zone change. The request will go before City Council in January. The Georgia Department of Education releasing the College and Career Ready Performance Index data for each school in the state for 2023. Bremen High School performing better than the state average in three of five categories. Bremen High outdoing the state average by 21 points when it comes to content mastery, which addresses whether students are achieving at the level necessary to be prepared for the next grade, college, or career. Bremen High scoring significantly lower than the state average for the measurement of English learners making progress towards English language proficiency. State average was 79.2. Bremen High was only 41.9. Bremen High, just as other districts in West Georgia, seeming to struggle when it comes to all students and all subgroups continuing to make improvements year to year. Bremen High receiving a score of 40. The state average is more than 27 points higher. When it comes to students participating in activities preparing them for and demonstrating readiness for the next level, college, or career, BHS students with a score of 88.9 compared to the state's score of 71.4, and Bremen High School's graduation rate for 2023 was 96.2 compared to the state average of 84.9. Detailed explanations of the CCRPI are available online at gadoe.org. After his release from hospital, Tallapoosa police have charged a 36-year-old Tallapoosa man with home invasion for his alleged role in an incident 3 weeks prior. Investigators believe Eric Muse kicked in the door of a home on MLK Boulevard, where he was attacked by a pit bull inside. The dog reportedly bit off one of Muse's fingers and caused injury to his face. He remains in the Harrelson County Jail on Wednesday. I'm Colin Worthington.